the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. A lot of interest in this one tonight. Blues and Panthers. Have the Blues turned the corner? Are they going to go on a torrid stretch and make the postseason? Joining us now is the voice of the Blues, the one and only Chris Kerber. Chris, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
Doing for, good, Frank. Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. First of all, quick thought on Florida. They're 21-21-8, but they've won four of their last five, and Mike Hoffman's had a terrific season. Just a quick analysis of the Panthers.
Yeah, you know what? Much like the Blues, they were trying to find some consistency, and lately they've been able to get it. We'll see Jeff Reimer in goal tonight for the Panthers, and he's been playing really well for them. They made the trade with Pittsburgh, and they acquired Riley Sheahan and Derek Brassard, and they did so for Nick Bjugstad and McCann. And, you know, McCann and Bjugstad really seem to have leveled off and plateaued here. So they got some veteran and some winning experience in those two guys, and Brassard won't play center tonight. He'll play on the wing. So we'll see how that all plays out. But much like the Blues, they find themselves in it. The Panthers have clawed their way to 500. The Blues have finally clawed their way over 500. And so a big one tonight, and especially from a Blues standpoint, Frank, for the St. Louis Blues, with all the teams that are in action tonight, this is a game where, with teams in hand, the St. Louis Blues could get to within 1 point of a playoff spot again if they get a little help.
So if they win and the team's right ahead of them, there would be 1 point out of the wild card spot.
Yeah, that's right. You need Colorado to lose, you know, but it's possible, and you'd be 1 point out of a wild card spot with games in hand, absolutely.
And then Dallas is attainable, too, with that third place there.
Yeah, Dallas has gone on a five-game winning streak. They finally really – their goaltending has really carried them lately, and Ben Bishop's gone on a good tear. So they're 9 points up on the Blues, but they've got three games more played. So the Blues have three games in hand on them, and you still have coming up at the end of this month, there's going to be a couple head-to-head games with the Dallas Stars. So, I mean, you talk three games in hand and two head-to-head games, there's a potential 10-point swing depending on how they go. So, yeah, I don't think that's inconceivable, to be honest with you. And, you know, but you knew at some point in time, you knew that Colorado, Minnesota, you know, and we're not just going to keep stumbling. And Dallas, at some point, they were going to right their ships a little bit. But the Blues have picked it up at the right time, going 6-2-1 in their last nine games to keep themselves in the mix while those teams were stumbling.
Any doubt on who's in goal tonight?
No, it's Bennington tonight. And it looks like the Blues are going with the same lineup. They had an off-ice workout 2 days ago. They had a practice yesterday. This is the beginning, these two games, of their dad's trip. So the majority of the guys have their dads in town. Which is a cool thing. And so Blues have always seemed to play very well when I don't think they've lost a game, to be honest with you, in the 3 or 4 years they've been doing these dads trips. So the dads will be with us tonight and then in Tampa on Thursday.
The latest on David Perron?
Don't have an update other than he's not with us. So, you just hope that he ends up, getting cleared and gets an opportunity, but no real update for him yet.
I may be overstating it because it was just one goal, but it happened to be maybe the key goal on Saturday night. But the fact that Vladimir Tarasenko laid it all out and the way he's playing right now, I just think when a superstar does something like that, it could have a lasting effect on the team. Kind of your take on that moment.
I agree, Frank, and you're going to need to see it more often from him. But you're 100% right. It's just you just can't see the peaks and the valleys in his game quite so much. You know, from that effort standpoint, if he puts a string together like that, I'm not saying you're going to see him dive to knock a goal in every single time, but you got to like the way that every single goal against the Blue Jackets team was scored that way. It was Gunnarsson cutting to the front of the net, but winning a massive puck battle before, you know, out of the corner before he did. It was those kind of plays that you are going to need to win down the stretch here. And with him leading the way in that last game, he played a terrific game. It was good. So I want to see that. I want to see that for, you know, a run of 10, 15, 20 games out of the guy.
I know the way we perceive players, the most, you know, dramatic perception change has definitely been Oscar Sundquist. But would Vince Dunn be a close second?
No, not yet, in my opinion. I think Vince has been good. He's been okay, but I think Vince is. There's a lot more to come yet, you know, from him. So I wouldn't put him in that area yet with Sundquist. I think there's still too many ups and downs in his game right now. But to your point, what you are seeing from him is some of the potential. I think the guy lately that it were really the last couple of games he's been in, I know they were separated with some injuries, but the one I'm really just intrigued to continue to look because of the confidence with the puck seems to be growing is Zach Sanford. I mean, this at 6'4", the way he could dangle the puck with that long reach of his, he's made some sweet moves with it. So he's one I'm really looking forward to seeing if it continues.
Jaden Schwartz at this point, what do you think?
You know what? He's still getting chances. I mean, my goodness, he had some great chances in that last game. So at some point, it will go in for him. But I think we're up to like 76 periods of hockey without a goal on a goaltender. And only one goal in that 76 periods, that was an empty netter. So he's working hard. You know he's pressing. You know he's gripping that stick, but he's still getting plenty of shots. And it just hasn't gone in for him. But the work ethic's been there, and I still think that Jaden Schwartz is an engine for this hockey team.
Boy, the 5-on-5 numbers, particularly in the last month, have just been out of sight for the Note.
It really has, and I think that goes to how they've cut down on the chances against and kept teams to the outside. You know, Frank, you go back 20 games, the Blues have not allowed more than 31 shots on goal in the last 20 games, and the team has only hit the 30-shot plateau twice. So there's been two 30-shot games and one 31-shot game. So in 17 of the last 20 games, the St. Louis Blues have not allowed 30 shots on goal. And what's amazing is in 9 of the last 13, they've kept teams at 25 or fewer. So they, from a shot-on-goal standpoint against, they really have been outstanding. And that, I think, has helped the 5-on-5. As a matter of fact, I think you go all the way back to the Pittsburgh. I mean, you can look back to those probably last 15, 16 games, and I think 5-on-5, except for the game in Boston, the St. Louis Blues have been the better hockey team.
I think you could make a strong case that Brayden Schenn was your best player last year for a variety of reasons. He hasn't been this year. But has he kind of started to turn a corner? I think he's got 6 points in his last 5 games.
For whatever happened, the chemistry with Schwartz and Schenn that was there last year hasn't, you know, filled into this year, which is unfortunate. The last few games, I think it's 3 games now, he's been on the left wing with Ryan O'Reilly, and he's been able to take advantage of that work ethic of Ryan O'Reilly, and it's been good. I mean, I'm looking at him right now, and Brayden Schenn is out there staying late at this morning skate, and as Joel Edmondson is shooting pucks at the net, Schenn is going to the front trying to deflect it. So getting to the greasy areas is something Craig Berube's been trying to get him to do even more again. And he's working on it, obviously, right now in practice. But at the same time, you know, he and Tarasenko have found some pretty good work there with Ryan O'Reilly in the middle.
And is O'Reilly out there with him?
He's down on the other end of the ice working with the young kids.
Yeah, how many?
Sanford, Thomas, and Sundquist all around him working on plays from behind the net to in front of the goal. And O'Reilly's leading the way for him.
Chris, how many total years for you with the Blues?
This is my 19th.
In your 19 years of being at all those skates, because you are, unlike some play-by-play broadcasters, at every skate, have you ever been around a player who spends more time after practice than Ryan O'Reilly?
No, to be honest with you, I think he's kind of leading the way in that. But not just out on the ice, kind of just taking shots and staying loose. He's working on skill all the time, and that's what he's doing right now. And what's amazing here is the 3 young kids have drifted over to him, and they're all working with him, like I said, in Thomas, Sanford, and Sundquist. So it's the skill that he puts into it, and he truly is making it a craft. And you see him go hard every practice. You see him go hard on drills, and it's paying off in games for him. It's really fun to watch.
Good stuff. Chris, honored to have you on the program. We'll talk soon. Thanks again. We'll be listening tonight.
Okay, Frank, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. That is the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving St. Louis for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next. With 50 locations to serve you in a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza, fresh fruit, and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and a proud sponsor of the Blues. We'll take a short timeout. When we come back, Martin Kilcoyne will join us. We'll be right back.